Hey guys, everybody ready? All right, let's go. Start us up. Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on radio station WWDB AM 860. Good afternoon to everybody. We have a great show today. One of my favorite people in the whole world is sitting next to me, Judge Andrea Duffy. And here,
oh, Andrea's shoot. Phone.
Andrea's not very, she's a great judge, but technologically, a little bit.
So sorry.
Before we get in our show, I'd like to a couple housekeeping items. First of all, if you are just listening, you can watch us on Facebook and go to our Facebook page, Clean and Sober Radio. You can listen to us on the website, WWDB AM. You could also go to our website, cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com, and you can watch and listen and all that kind of stuff. Before we start the show, I want to acknowledge a dear, dear friend of mine, David Sussman, who had been on the show many, many times and was an incredible friend of mine for 50 years. David died on Sunday from a respiratory failure. I think David was 65, I believe, an incredibly bright guy. And like the rest of us, David had a serious addiction problem for many years, and he cleaned himself up decades ago and became an incredible member of society. He was a manager at Whole Foods. They loved him there. David was a sweet, gentle guy. He gave back, and that's, you know, in addiction, you know, we do get better and we can recover, and David is a prime example of that. And although he didn't live many years, he did a lot with the years that he lived. He's going to be sorely missed by everybody. I mean, his three brothers, Bowen, Ben, and his twin brother, Stephen, his first cousin, Beth Ann Kessler, Michael Landau, friend, a host of people are going to miss him terribly. And David, rest in peace. It was an honor to know you. And God bless your life. Right?
Indeed. Yep. Great guy.
Judge, you knew him, right?
Yes,
you met him several times.
I met him several times here, and I knew of his story.
Yeah.
And he survived addiction.
He was a survivor.
Yeah.
Brad, can you take a couple close shots? People don't know. David, it was Bob Charger, me. Here's David Sussman and Mark Sigmund. Another picture of David. And another picture of David. Yeah. Wow. Great guy. Gave back. Turned his life around. We can do it. We can definitely do it. But you know, as we always say, they don't deliver recovery and there's no drive-throughs. But there are a lot of great resources. And we're associated with Jefferson University and Jefferson Hospital. We're associated with Recovery Centers of America. And we're also associated with Acadia Healthcare. And there's a lot of good places out there to get clean. So that's my pitch for right now. And Judge Andrea Duffy, we're so glad to have you here today.
I'm so glad to be out and about. It's been a long time since I've been on the show, except for calling in, of course.
Right.
And it's just good to be here with you.
Well, you know, you're a really special person to me. You really are.
Well, I mean,
I remember when we met. I came to your old
fate.
Courthouse.
Yes.
And we just got talking. And when I heard you were from Delaware County, I think that sealed the deal.
It
did.
Yes.
It definitely did. It sealed the deal. Because Delaware County is the center of the universe.
It is, indeed.
You know. Mm-hmm. What, everything all right there? What?
Stephen Sussman is trying to call.
Oh, is he? Okay. Oh. Phone.
All righty.
Let's see who we got here. Nobody?
Okay.
Yeah, let me give out the number. That's absolutely. If you want to call in, it's 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. Hey, listen, call in, first of all, if you have any memories of David. And then, of course, you'll call in generally if you, you know, want to talk to the judge or just tell us what you think. All right, so we are back. Delaware County. Yeah. If you're from out of the area, out of state, out of the country, Delaware County is right outside of Philadelphia. The center of the universe.
Indeed it is.
Right?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Indeed it is. Okay.
Great people come from Delco.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. So let's, Judge Duffy, what should I call you, Judge?
You can call me Andrea.
Okay, Andrea.
Come on now.
Okay.
All right.
That's very sweet. You are, it used to be called a district justice. You are now a magisterial.
District judge.
District judge.
It's a mouthful.
Okay. And we're going to get into what that means, but there is a difference between your judgedom, if that's a word, and a county judge, such as in Norristown, correct?
Right. But what I find to be the most appealing part of my job is that I'm a local judge. So I deal with everybody who's just been arrested when things are raw, you know, things are fresh.
Yes.
So you, while you're down in the trenches, you can do the most work. You can give the most assistance. So that's how Dara sort of started. I was realizing that, you know, addiction was thriving and I wanted to do more because if you proceed by summons on criminal charges, meaning you mail the court date to the defendant, they weren't showing up if they were addicted. So people were dying before they got to my court. So I got together with Greg Gifford, a local defense attorney, and my two townships, Hatfield Township and Montgomery Township. Together we formed DARA, and we thought the best thing to do is to get people in front of me fresh off the arrest, and I can get them into treatment right away.
Okay. Before we continue with that, because I'm gonna jump back a little bit, but I have David Sussman's twin
please,
brother
yes,
on.
Let's talk to him.
Stephen, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me, Gary?
Yeah, buddy, how are you?
Okay, well, it's been a tough week. I'm back in Florida now.
Right.
And I have a little bit of a feedback here, so bear with me. I want to tell you that your show and you, more important, you so much today. You always look forward to coming on the show. And it was his way of giving back, and I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Okay.
But he loved the show. He loved you. He would call me and he would say, you know, Gary invited me on, but I'm tired because I worked overnight, but I have to do it. And
yes.
it really helped him. And he again, you just meant so much to him. And I remember when David and I were both on the show.
Yes.
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a feel for what your show is about. And it's just wonderful. And I thank you for being the great friend you are always to David. And thank you over this week for all you did as we sadly buried David on Tuesday.
So,
again,
Stephen, I sort of quoted what you said when you said it wasn't the amount of years that David lived. It was what he did with those years.
That's right.
And he did a lot.
By the way, he was 66.
He was 66. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess you're 66 too then, right?
Right. So it's hard. You know, I'm watching this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep it together on my end too. So I understand.
Sure. Well, you know, Judge Duffy is sitting next to me, and she remembers David fondly, and not from bad stuff, but from good stuff, you know.
From here. And that was great that he gave back, and I think that it's wonderful when people who really identify with this issue can help others recover as well. So what a legacy.
Yes, at the funeral, I think Gary heard me when I said that David was a very successful man, and we don't define success by the cars or the money or the houses, but from where he came to where he ended, he was extremely successful. He loved his work at Whole Foods. He loved coming on the show. He loved Gary's friendship and support, and Gary mentioned Michael Landau yeah. as well. And of course, Beth Ann.
Sure.
Beth Ann is I think she's listening, Beth Ann.
She is. I think she is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Was always very close to David, and you know, we all grew up as more like siblings with Beth Ann than cousins. So David will be sorely missed, but he left this earth happy. He succeeded by being clean for so many years, by doing a work that he enjoyed, and by giving back through shows like through your show. And other ways where he would give people advice and so on and so forth.
And with that, he was a very successful man, as you said.
Yes, yes. And he was bright. You know, he's much. You may have known this from when we were younger. I think he was much brighter than I.
He definitely was, Stephen. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, keep in mind, even with my PhD.
I know that. Look, as I mentioned, while David was doing crossword puzzles from the New York Times, I couldn't even do them from People magazine, you know.
Right,
so yeah, David was very bright, very, very bright, and just
absolutely.
A wonderful person.
So I don't want to take up the show. I know the judge is an important guest, so thank you for having me, Gary, and I know we're going to stay in close touch.
We certainly will, Stephen. Thank you so, so very much.
Okay. All the best.
You
God
too.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a hard way to start off, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine sitting over there, actually.
Both of them.
Yeah.
You know. Look, it was addiction. David became addicted, and Stephen ended up as a PhD, a professor at a university in Florida.
Right.
I think associate dean also. So everybody has a path. We don't know where it's going to go.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. So.
That's right. So, okay, Judge, before we go to our first commercial, Andrea, let's talk about your childhood.
Oh, my goodness.
You grew up in Delaware County.
Yes.
Was it a good childhood?
It was
cool?
A great childhood, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a different childhood.
Yeah.
Very unique. I was able to be in the entertainment field and show business, so I made commercials, and I was on the road with various musicals. My mom was a dance teacher, still is. That opened me up to a lot of the world that a normal 9-year-old to when I basically phased out about 13 wouldn't have seen. So it was an eye-opening experience and a very interesting way to grow up on the road and learning things as I did.
I bet there were some negatives and positives to that. I mean, you got to experience a lot of things. You got to see a lot of things that opened your mind. Were there negatives? I mean,
absolutely.
What about your friends with school? Did you go to a regular school?
I did not. I went to a private school that would put up with this kind of schedule. Yeah. I had tutors on the road, but I loved being a student. I really did. And I missed being quote-unquote normal, if that's possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed my friends. I missed having this whatever we call a normal childhood. So when it was time for the teenage years, I wanted to get back to being a serious student. And,
sure.
And that fulfilled me too. So I think the negatives from that is just are both positives too. And that's just seeing things that kids my age might not be necessarily ready for. Being on the road, and it could be very exciting. And I loved performing.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, I also saw a lot of heartache too, especially in the chorus and the people that were struggling to make ends meet. And I knew that I wasn't probably going to struggle like that, waiting for that next audition or waiting for the next breakthrough,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So I'm glad I turned to academics and what I've done now.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I grew up in the music business in Philly, and that mm-hmm. chasing the next record that I was in, you know, records,
mm-hmm.
it could ruin your life also.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, not getting the first commercial for a year. My parents gave me, and my grandparents were great with it too, they gave me a year to get my first commercial. I think a year right before 11 months had passed, I did get my first commercial. So mm-hmm. we were able to continue on, and things started happening after that. But rejection at a young age, just because you have freckles and they didn't want freckles, or just because you weren't blonde, you know, those kind of things had nothing to do with your talent.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I think it was a really good learning experience for me, too.
Good. We're going to have to take a break, but I'd be remiss to mention, of course, Mark's not here.
Yes.
Mark had to take a little time off. He's extremely overwhelmed with work. And, you know, he'll be back. Just chill out, Mark, okay?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if Andrea, look, you know.
You never know, Mark.
Yeah. If she gives up the bench, Mark, then you'll be screwed over. But besides that, hey, be well. Just take care of yourself.
Take care.
We're going to go to our first break. And you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio with Judge Andrea Duffy. And we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
The SoberLink system was designed to empower people in the fight against alcohol addiction. SoberLink is an accountability tool that has helped thousands of people in early recovery. If you haven't heard of SoberLink, they're the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology with a discrete device that has facial recognition and sends real-time results to the user's recovery circle. For a limited time, get $50 off your device by emailing info@soberlink.com and mentioning Clean and Sober Radio.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, this is Darryl Strawberry, and you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you.
Hey, we're back. With Judge Andrea Duffy, you're listening to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, 1-888-329-3306. And let's just recognize some of our viewers. Okay, Perry Ferreira Jr. and Elizabeth Marchant are watching. Kevin Gleason, what's up, buddy? Dennis Hannon, Keith Hornog. Hey, guys, greetings from sunny Sarasota, Florida. Hope you didn't get creamed too bad with the storm, right? Ibrahim Mohammed, hi, Mr. Mohammed, how are you? Mary Clancy, Mitchell O'Brien, hey folks, Mick here from Ireland, love your show, Clean and Sober, 29 years next week, got clean and sober when I was 18, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
That is great.
Yeah, everybody's clapping in here for you.
Lifetime a lot ahead of him.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark Willig, Michael O'Brien, and of course, Mr. Mohammed said he lives in the Maldives. A lot of people are talking about David Sussman. Mm-hmm. Krista Bolsta Kane is watching. Beth Ann Kessler. Hi, Beth Ann. Courtney Wilson. Kevin Gleason again. Dan Campbell. Francis Summers. All right, we'll get back to the list. We'll get back to it. Okay, so. You had a sort of an unconventional early schooling.
Yes.
Did you go to it was called junior high back then or not, or middle school?
I went to, kindergarten to eighth grade school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then where'd you go to
Holy Child. Thanks.
Holy Child. Okay.
Hello to everyone.
Delco.
Delco, Drexel Hill.
Drexel Hill. Yes. You know who lives in Drexel Hill?
Who?
Charlie Gracie. Charlie Gracie was a 50s rocker. I mean, had so many hit records like Butterfly. Paul McCartney redid one. He still lives in Drexel Hill.
Oh.
He's a good friend.
Yeah.
Charlie Gracie.
I didn't know that.
And we belong to Drexel Hill Swim Club.
Very cool.
Big pool.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, where'd you go to high school?
Mary Mercy Academy for Girls.
Okay, is that, that's in the Montgomery Avenue?
Yes.
In Lower Marion?
Yes, it was a very different experience to only have girls in your school, but it was very rich in academics and Latin and all those kind of great staples.
Can I tell you something? That's
great
important.
Education.
That's important. But more importantly, across the street from that school lived the rockin' bird Joe Niagara from WIVG, right across the school.
Yes.
That's not to negate your education.
I understand.
It's useless information that my wife says I have in my head. Okay?
It's not useless.
Okay. So you go to college.
Went to St. Joe's.
Okay. And then did you go right to law school?
Temple. Mm-hmm.
Was that the Beasley School back then?
No, it was not yet.
Okay.
No, I went to St. Joe's. I sometimes think I made a mistake, but I did it in 3 years.
What, high school? I mean college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I couldn't even toast legally to my own graduation, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I was in some kind of hurry, and so I graduated from Temple in 90, and then I went right to the Bucks County District Attorney's Office, which was my dream job.
Bucks County, yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you living in Bucks County?
No, I wasn't. So I was commuting until I found an apartment that I could afford in Bucks County.
Why did you pick Bucks County and not Montgomery or Delaware?
That's
or Chester?
Where I got hired. And I was able to, that's what I wanted to do, was be a DA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 7.5 wonderful years.
Who was the district attorney then?
Alan Rubenstein, the best.
I remember the name.
Best boss, and now, you know, a really great judge and mentor.
Yeah.
So he was a big part of my legal learning experience, and watching him in court was magical.
Cool. All right, we have a couple emails I want to go through. One was directed to you, the first one, actually.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me this before.
Leslie J. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
This is for Judge Duffy. Do you view dealers and users the same? Now, this is her take on it. Because they're both sick.
Well, I think there are dealer users, or using dealers, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call them, and then there's just users.
And the users are the one that have the disease, right?
Right, but far be it from me to not want to help even dealers who are using, who really only are dealing for their addiction.
Got it.
Now, there's a difference, obviously.
Yep.
There's those dealers who don't use and prey upon the struggling, people addicted, but there are also people who only deal to keep up their habit. So
right.
I think we have to make
there is a difference,
that
right?
distinction. And I treat them differently as far as, obviously I'm not going to bend over backwards and try to get treatment if they're even qualified for it. Because
of course.
Most of them don't, they're not, most dealers in my court have not had the experience that they're using as well.
So, Andrea, your compassion and your knowledge of the subject of addiction, did you gain that when you were in the district attorney's office? Because that's sort of like at odds with the mentality of wanting to help, isn't it? I mean, it's you're a prosecutor at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. I don't think it necessarily has to be contradictory.
Okay.
But I certainly did learn a lot in the DA's office. Heroin was not the big drug then, though. We were not dealing with that, and we weren't dealing with, a crisis as much as we are. Or started, and I guess I don't know when anyone portrays the start date of heroin being the main drug that's killing our generation.
Yeah.
But I know I started DARA in 2016, so that's when we saw just the greatest need.
Okay, when did you first become a judge? What year?
2012.
So you're on the bench. This is 4 years before DARA. Your baby.
My fifth child.
Your fifth child.
Yes.
So that's right.
That's what I was saying.
So you're on the bench. At that point, when you first became a judge, were you – I mean, when I always explain or talk about you as a judge, I always – besides you're compassionate, you're smart, you're strong, you do certain circumstances give the person a choice. Here you are, defendant. Do you want treatment or do you want to go to county?
I think if first have to explain the prongs of bail. So as part of my position, I do arraignments. Arraignments involve setting bail. And this is fresh off the arrest. And thanks to the two police departments I have, I'm very blessed. They will come off the street and bring the person in front of me rather than proceeding by mail, as I was referring to earlier.
Right.
Because of that, we are able to get people into treatment rather than sending them to jail on cash bail or back on the streets where they're going to languish. Let's be honest. If you are in the throes of addiction, you're not going to meet either prong of bail, which is one, are you a danger to yourself or others? And two, are you a flight risk? So both answers are pretty clear when you're definitely struggling. Most of the people I have who are truly struggling don't have an address. They're living out of their car.
Right.
Their families have abandoned them. They don't have a job. If they do even do have a car, a lot of them are living in, you know, inexpensive hotels and barely getting by. And they'd be lying to you if they say that the shaking that they're doing is anything but withdrawal symptoms.
Sure.
They both, most people in front of me do beg for help. And it's interesting. I've heard that somehow in the prison it's gotten around that I'll do that. So it's good to have a good reputation in the prison, I suppose. And I'm really glad that people who do come in front of me accept the help. So, but yes, I mean, they are, it's just, I'm justified in setting cash bail in many of these circumstances, especially with a prior history and so forth. But it really, the goal is to get them into treatment rather than to send them back out on the streets where I know they're not going to get help if they haven't at that point yet. And I don't want to put them in jail because they're not going to get treatment there.
So you're the level of judgeship, you're like the most important. I mean, you really can set the tone of what's going to happen in a situation.
Right now.
And you could change somebody's life with the first meeting with you.
That's why Dara was started, because I realized I had a golden opportunity, and you have to seize the day, you have to strike when the iron's hot, whatever you want to, what cliche you want to attach to it. It's so true, because I am the only person that might be right then and there keeping them from the next fatal use, and you have to take that responsibility really seriously. So I in 2016 learned that many of the people who were there or in my court by summons, you know, by sending it to their last known address, weren't appearing. So I had my staff check on a pile full of people that were no shows in 2 weeks, and already two were dead. So I said, we've got to do something differently. And that's why I'm very blessed to have had the police department and my friend Greg Efford talk to me about how we can make this work.
And Greg is the chairman of the Montgomery County Bar Association, is he?
He was the president.
He was the president.
Mm-hmm,
okay, president.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. But before we go to break, so to our viewers and listeners, Dara is a Drug Addiction Resource Alliance. And we're going to talk about it as soon as we come back from the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care. Backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF now. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
The SoberLink system was designed to empower people in the fight against alcohol addiction. SoberLink is an accountability tool that has helped thousands of people in early recovery. If you haven't heard of SoberLink, they're the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology with a discrete device that has facial recognition and sends real-time results to the user's recovery circle. For a limited time, get $50 off your device by emailing info@soberlink.com and mentioning Clean and Sober Radio.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
Can I go to the sleepover? Lucy, I want you to promise me something. If there's any drinking, I want you to say, no thanks, not my thing.
Mom!
I promise you, your real friends won't care. Deal?
I promise, Mom.
They really do hear you.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
For tips on how to start the talk, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hey, this is Willie Potts, and I listen to the Clean and Sober Show on WWDB 860 AM.
Hi, this is Brett Butler. You're listening to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hey, we're back, Clean and Sober Radio, with the Honorable Andrea Duffy. And we have a caller on the line. Beth Ann, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Gary?
Okay. Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, sort of good.
I get it. Great show. Andrea's wonderful. But I really called to just say a couple things about David.
Okay. Justin. Sure.
So the two points I wanted to make are that I've known David my whole life. He's 3 years older than me, and he's my cousin, was my cousin, and I knew him my whole life. And I saw him at his lowest, at his worst. And he was on drugs for a very long time. And if he can turn his life around the way he did, anybody can do it if they really want to do it.
Yep.
The other point I wanted to make was that you were very instrumental in turning his life around. And if you can do, if you can save one life like that, Gary, I mean, you're an angel. You're the one who told the family what was going on, as, that we were sort of blinded and didn't understand how bad David was. And we took that information and got David into Eagleville. Eagleville was a godsend too.
Right.
But I really credit you for taking the interest in David and making sure he got the help he needed. And thankfully, his mother was still living to see him clean. And I just wanted to thank you for what you did for David. And I'm sure he treasured your friendship.
Well, I treasured his friendship, and he helped a lot of people himself. So it was and I loved him too. So it was a mutual admiration club. It really was.
Gary's okay. Still helping save lives.
Thank you.
That's it. My first time on the radio show.
Yippee! I hope you weren't scared.
A little bit nervous.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, go ahead with Andrea. She's doing a great job.
She is wonderful, and you're wonderful, and I'll be in touch with you, Beth Ann, okay?
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, good. Quickly, Courtney Wilson, Dan Campbell, Harry Graham, Ellen Schwartz, my cousin, Frank Brightman, Frankie B. Frank's a good lawyer. Did he ever go in front of you, Frank Brightman?
I don't think so.
Monica McNally, Poker Knee. I always mess that name. Mike Johnson, Monica McNally.
I know Colleen.
Do you know her? Who is that?
Yes, of Colleen Kilkenny.
Of course.
Our hope.
That's right. What is she saying? Hi, Andrea. Arthur. Hi, Colleen. Arthur Keith,
hello, Colleen.
Mark Willing, Dana Marie Gardner, Karen Wright Browndorf. Mark Willing, am I chopped liver? You're not chopped liver. We'll get to you in a little bit. Yeah, all right? I see you there, Mark. Okay?
I wonder if my staff is listening in.
I hope they are.
Oh, I don't know.
Frank Griffin. All right, let's get back to you. Okay. Steve J. from Philadelphia. Philly, to me, I guess. Who has the longest sobriety that you know? That's a great question, and I can answer it easily. A guy named Dion DiMucci, who was part of Dion and the Belmonts and had a lot of hit records. Dion has 52 years.
That's great.
That's pretty cool. Oh, here's one, Andrea. It wasn't directed at you, but this might be a good question.
Uh-oh.
Artie P. from Cape May, New Jersey. Should I call the police on my son's friends who are smoking pot?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question. Wait. Thank you very much, Gary.
I said no. What about your son? That was my answer.
I mean, first of all, I assume we're not dealing with real time right now.
No.
But I think he needs to deal with a very good father-son conversation.
Yeah.
And see where we're going with this.
Yeah.
What's the real issue here? Why is he smoking weed? What's going on?
Yeah, and maybe, unless it's really out of control, maybe he's just a stupid kid who's...
Okay. Well, you know I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I know. But. That's me. Okay. All right, so look, Dara, Drug Addiction Resource Alliance. You're the founder. That's your baby. Mm-hmm. You do such great work helping people get help.
I do have four kids, but this is my additional purpose in life. I never thought that I'd be in the position to start something like this. I had no idea what the heck I was doing. That's for darn sure. We didn't even know what Dara was going to really be. All I cared about was being able to, on the bench, pick up the phone and be able to call someone and say, I've got a person in front of me who's crying. Parents want them to get help. They can't find any help. They don't have insurance. They've been on waiting list after waiting list, and they've been struggling going on websites. What do I do? And I was struggling in the beginning trying to do that for them as
sure,
we were in court.
Of course.
This was a whole new learning experience for me. So finally, we gathered all of these wonderful providers together, but the members of DARA are very diversified. We have, the district attorney's office, adult probation and parole, public defenders. We have, so many different entities, whether it's, a small private therapy office or someone like Eagleville or, one of the bigger facilities. And it's all coming together and making sure that we have this great access, because I don't want people to wait. Waiting is deadly. So
yeah, it certainly is deadly.
Yeah.
So, wow, there's so much we could say about Dara. Okay, let's talk about...
This new one.
The event that's coming up.
That's right.
Let's talk about the COVID-19 virtual recovery forum.
Yes. Well, we had to cancel our wonderful March of 20 forum that was going to be held at the Y, and we're partnering with them hopefully again. But this time, I did not want to wait any longer. I know COVID has brought along so many challenges to every area of life, but especially so with addiction. Some places where had to take less of a capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Some places didn't even make it through COVID so far. Because of losing your job and livelihoods, we're having increased addiction. I know in my court, I'm certainly seeing more cases. And
I wanted to ask you about that. You are seeing
absolutely.
And relapsing?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I had three cases yesterday.
Really?
I think a couple before the day before. So yeah, we're on the rise for sure.
Is it still heroin mainly?
We know it's fentanyl, but
fentanyl. Yeah.
But yeah, mainly heroin. We are seeing a little bit more of meth. So we're always on the lookout. But the scariest part, and what I really try to emphasize to everyone, is you have no idea what's in that next dose. So we got to stop you from taking that next dose, and that may be the fatal dose, not because it's a different amount, but because of what's in it. And so we really have to nip this in the bud as soon as we possibly can because of all the crap that's out there.
Man, that is a hard thing to tell an addict.
It is.
Because, you've heard these stories. When somebody overdoses, people want to find out where they got who sold it to them because they want that high. And nobody thinks they're going to die.
Nobody. It's crazy, though. And I've been down to Kensington a couple of times.
Yeah, I remember.
One time with the Blessing Bag Group, AIM, and then another time with the Narcotic Strike Force. And obviously very different perspectives. But honestly, there's nothing like seeing someone shoot up.
It was
crazy for me. I never thought I'd see anything so horrific. Yeah, and all I wanted to do was go over there and grab it out of his arm. But there's that mentality of like, oh, who's dealing that? I want to go to that corner that has the great fentanyl.
Listen, it's
hard for, you know, the people who aren't addicted to understand that. But after a while, the high, it just isn't good enough.
Right.
And the desperation is so great.
Yeah,
so.
It's a horrible, vicious cycle. We have Lynn on the line.
We have to talk to Lynn. I think this is Lynn Truskowski.
I'm pretty sure.
Lynn,
are you there?
Speaking next Thursday on October 15th at our virtual recovery.
Come on.
Which is at tinyurl.com/Dara Forum.
We'll do that.
See, I'm doing all that while you're...
All right. Lynn, are you there?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thank you for taking my call.
What can we do for you, Lynn?
Well, yeah.
I know. Let's talk about your role in this upcoming event, because you're going to be doing practical updates for treatment, which is that's going to be really good information. So talk to us a little bit about it.
Awesome. Well, I was really honored that Judge Duffy had asked me to be a part of the event and also to give the practical updates, and so we could educate people and let them know what's going on during COVID. You know, there's so much going on, whether it be the relapses, people, you know, sinking into depression because of the lack of in-person 12 set meetings, or people losing their jobs. There's just so many different things going on during COVID, and unfortunately that means a lot of relapses. So what I'd like to be able to do is talk to a lot of my colleagues and just get generalized updates regarding facilities, what measures people are taking during COVID. You know, are people seeing people in person for IOP? Are they still doing telehealth? And just basically be able to give people real-time information in case one of their loved ones is suffering from substance abuse.
So important. So important.
And she's great at what she does.
I know
she's been with Dara for a long time, extremely dedicated.
Thank you.
You know, with treatment and as a friend, she's one of our best members.
Listen,
that's for sure.
Thank you.
Crew at Dara are really incredible people.
I'm so lucky.
Dedicated, smart, and really care.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
I am. I'm very lucky. Hope Stein, who with Renew Family Services, she is my hope.
The best.
But Lynn and Hope are probably my two go-tos when I have a really difficult situation with someone in court. They figure it out. And together we work with the prison and we work with all the obstacles and we get people treatment. But they're the real heroes in all this, because I navigate through them. That's
yeah, but it's
all.
A great team.
It is. We have a great team.
Everybody has a specific area of expertise.
Yeah.
Right?
And together we're accomplishing a whole lot. We think we've probably gotten 500 or 600 people into treatment.
Really?
So
do you ever hear follow-ups from some of these people?
All of the time. I love it when people stop in court wanting to, you know, just check in with me, give me a hug, or send me an email, text, card, picture, saying I'm a dad now. You know, I'm at full-time work now. You know, I never thought I'd say I'm happy to have gone, you know, in handcuffs into your court, but it turned out to be a good thing. And Lynn is a prior former probation officer.
I know that.
So she has a wonderful background to really help and lend expertise to what we're doing here.
Lynn, you were in Montgomery County?
I was, Gary. I was Philadelphia for 1 year and then Montgomery for 11. I've done everything from the intensive drug and alcohol team before drug court was formed by Judge O'Neill.
Yep.
I've done the behavioral health court and I did the sex offender unit.
When did you leave the Montgomery County probation office?
2011.
Interesting.
You know, and if I may, just
Yeah.
Just aside from Dara,
I would love to have a conversation one day. You know, a lot of times us people in the field, we're so passionate about what we're doing, and we have to be careful about the message that we send people. You know, there's so many pathways to recovery, and we're always constantly adding new pathways. We can't forget there's other pathways that have been around for a really long time. You know, some people find recovery going to jail. Some people find recovery in Judge Duffy's courtroom. Right. Some people are privileged to go right to rehab. So I just want the message out there that recovery is available and it is possible. And it doesn't look like one pathway. There's many pathways.
Well, that's right. We always say, I don't know if you heard, there's no delivery services, no drive-throughs.
Yes.
But there is recovery, and there's recovery for free. Go
yes.
to meetings. Get
yes.
involved in the community.
Amen.
But yes, that's
Amen.
Part of what we have for our next Thursday's forum is we have Dr. Fora, who's talking about medication-assisted treatment. So as Lynn was saying, there really are different ways to your successful journey. So we hope that people will tune in. I think it's going to be a really interesting night. It's certainly our first virtual forum.
All right, how do people get into it?
So, yes, what I was starting to say is, you know, you go onto the tinyurl.com/Dara in capital letters forum.
Okay, is it easier? Because a lot of people can't, if they're like me with ADD, they don't know what you just said. Can they go on the Dara website?
Just please go on the Dara website, or if you're on Facebook, that's even easier. Go on Dara Facebook, which is Drug Addiction Resource Alliance.
Right, right.
We're also on Twitter and Instagram. But yes, the Facebook probably is the most visited site. So yes, you'll see that link. And I'm really excited, too, because we are partnering with the YMCA and also with my local Rotary.
You have so many awards
president.
Now.
Well, no, it's not an award.
Well, no, you have so many hats you wear.
I love starting this Rotary, and this is our first project as the Munco New Britain Rotary Club. So this was our first, community kind of event.
Okay.
So we're excited to be partnering with two wonderful organizations, and we're hoping we have a great turnout.
That's great.
To listen to Lynn.
And if you're watching us on Facebook, please share this. I should have said it beforehand. Share for us, please. We have to get the word out for everything to as mm-hmm. many people as possible.
And we have Ms. Alyssa Macklin, who's also speaking. She's now working in the treatment world, and she's going to talk about her particular path to recovery. And there's so many people who are working in the treatment world who have had a past with addiction. And of course, there's, you know, sometimes that's the best, you know, thing for people because they know how to identify with those key words, that key feeling. And it's really helpful.
And there's a lot of credibility with people that have been in addiction. Let me just run through some. You can stay, you know, hang on, Lynn.
no problem.
Patrick Aaron. Jim Petrowski. Yo, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim is instrumental in everything that goes on here.
Yes.
Patrick Aaron, 41 years.
Yay.
That's pretty cool.
God bless.
Mildred Greenberg, Art. I know who you are, really. And Zachary Cooper.
Oh, there's
Zach Cooper.
Yes.
He's our DUI expert on the show.
He's in a lot of times.
He comes in to see you, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Hope Stein. Yo, Hope.
Hey,
Hope.
Yeah, hi, Hope. You don't call me anymore.
She's the best.
I don't know why. Joel Cooper, Zach's father.
Oh.
He says, both you and the judge are changing lives. Thanks, Joel.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Joel. Susan Dallin. Zach says, what's up, guys? Sounding good. Two of my favorites. Rich Rosenbaum from Florida. Susan Garber, hope you're feeling better, from Arizona. Dan Campbell. Dennis Staley. Hi, Dennis. Robert Brody, Yvette Alvaleri, did I say that right? I hope. Mark Smith, Marty Wolford, oh, Debbie Jones, Stacy Carroll, Hope Stein. I wish you could call in. Y'all.
She's in training.
Wait, y'all. Where are you from?
I know, she always sounds like she's from the South.
Yeah,
I'm not
from
sure
the South. Michael V8 is watching too.
Yeah.
That's just some of the people. Yeah. So it's good. So share this.
Please share.
And go on that Dara website. Yeah. You gotta.
Yes, that I really, if you're a Facebook, savvy, please go on Facebook. You can either go on my personal page or the Dara page, which we are constantly updating, trying to get, feature current articles, current trends, inspirational quotes. We're really posting on a regular basis. So please go on the Dara Facebook page. And, you know, if you are struggling or you have a friend, relative, loved one who's struggling, please reach out to us. You don't have to be arrested to get Dara's help. That's the most important thing. We have police officers who are handing out our business cards now.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool because last week we got someone into treatment who wasn't arrested, but befriended a police officer who handed my card, and he luckily just got into a bed 2 days later.
That's hope. That's what it's all about. Hold on, everybody. Listen, Mark Willig's on. If I don't get to him, he's gonna come to my house and do something really bad.
Oh no,
Mark, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Gary. Hi, Judge Andrea.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Is that all you got?
No. First of all, I want to tell you how sorry I am, Gary, and I know you were hurting, and I'm glad that some of the show is dedicated to him, because I used to have friends that I could have conversations with like that, but they all overdosed, and at least he died clean.
Yes, he did.
And there are no retirement plans in recovery. There's no 401ks. We don't get a Cadillac or a gold watch. But you're doing such a fine job, Judge, with Dara. And family recovery is so, so important. And drug court. When I first got into the recovery business, they started the drug court. And I don't know who has it around the country, but I think everybody should have it. And I would love to be involved with Dara and help you guys out and do whatever I can. But you're just doing a great job. And keep talking to families and keep helping them. And I don't care that you're in my chair this week. I just want to tell you that you guys are doing a great job. I love you, Gar. And I hope you're feeling better, Mark.
All right. Mark, thank you always for the support, brother. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Excellent.
Is that it? I think he's in. I guess that's it.
That was good.
Yeah, Mark's great guy. Yeah. Great, great guy. Any cases, what's one of the most memorable cases you had in front of you?
I think I might have talked about this before, but maybe I didn't. Okay. I think the most compelling case I had was a woman who was in her late 60s, came in with, I think, one of the highest priced attorneys, and quality, beautiful fur coat, and was charged with actually possession with intent to deliver because she had so many heroin packets on her. As we found out in conference, she was such a struggling addict that she would go to Kensington and buy in bulk because she hated going there. That wasn't her speed. She was a person alone, woman alone, going down there. So she bought in bulk, and that lasted her for a while. And this was all because her prescriptions ran out, so to speak. She couldn't get her doctors to do any more pain meds. So this was a woman who was charged with dealing when she really wasn't. But that's the nature of addiction. I see people in their teens, and I see people, reaching 70 who are still in pain. And the worst part, and why I started Dara, was I don't want people struggling. I realized how much effort it was for me to try to get someone into treatment, and all the magic questions and answers that you have to go through, and the waiting lists. And there's really no reason for that. So that's why, we hope that people reach out and realize that it's the innovative teamwork that's working now.
I know a lot of judges. There is nobody, I'm saying this from my heart, who is as dedicated as you. And I don't know, and you don't know how many people have not died because of you, and how many people have going on with their lives, had children. So, when you think that you might have saved one person, you might have saved hundreds when you think about over time. They had children. It could go on, and it's because of maybe that 10 minutes in front of you in your courtroom. There's nothing like that.
Thank you. I think I'm
Don't cry.
I'm just glad to have all the people on board that I do, because there's nothing I can do. It's only with this team. And yeah. Like I said, especially Lynn and Hope.
They're incredible.
They're great. And I know all the members are really wonderful.
Let me shoot through a couple more people because we're out of time in another minute. Martin Wood, Laurie Malone, Jan Messicino, Paul Breslin, Larry Mayer. Hey, Larry. Dan Campbell says, parent and family movement against lethal drugs. We are trying to get drugs off the street. I joined after I lost my son, Dan, from fentanyl.
Yeah, the sad part for me, and I've made great friends of the parents of the defendants in my court. My darling friend Margie, who had two children in my court, one survived and is thriving, one did not. But we tried really hard with her. We really did. We lost touch. I only have so much supervision time over people as the lower court judge. But it's amazing the friendships you can make and how many times I've reached out to her when a parent is struggling and said, can you speak to her privately? And that's what we need. We need to be the proverbial village. Yeah. We need to be comprehensive.
It takes a village,
for families
it?
Too.
Judge Duffy, thank you so very much.
I'm so glad to be here.
And please, everybody, go to the DARA website, D-A-R-A website, please, and support this event.
DARASafe.com or Facebook.
Okay. And thank you for everything that you do. Thanks for our friendship.
Thank you.
You are just one awesome person. We love each other.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Take care.